understand we do have Florence Henderson calling from her aboard her 87-foot motor yacht that she lives on at Marina Del Rey in California. Well, let's go right to her and welcome aboard Miss Florence Henderson, America's favorite mom.
Thank you, Captain Lou Gaynor. Do I call you Captain Lou?
Oh, Captain Lou is wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm just looking over a little mini biography I've discovered about you, and I realize that you're quite a celebrity. You've been in all kinds of Broadway plays. Your last tour of Oklahoma, I believe you appeared in as a Fanny, The Sound of Music, South Pacific.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, so many of those shows I did in Boston, Massachusetts.
No kidding.
Yes,
yeah, one of my favorites was that you were a Today Girl on the Today Show.
Yes, I was. Believe it or not. Yes, I was. I think I was probably the last one with Dave Garraway, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And that was a great experience for me, learning experience.
Oh, wow. And you're calling me from your 87-foot yacht, am I right?
That is correct.
I have to ask you, what's the name of this boat?
you'll laugh. Big Flo.
Big Flo.
Yes. And people, you know, will go by and they'll go, "Where's Big Flo?" And I come out, you know, I'm very petite. They expect, I think, a big, you know, blonde bombshell.
Is that what your friends call you, Miss Henderson, Flo?
Some people call me Flo, and we just thought that was a nice name for the boat, and everyone seems to love it. And it's our third one, so this is Big Flo 3 together. My husband John has had about 14 boats, and so I've become pretty knowledgeable about boats and what one can do. And and of course we live on ours.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you, can you dock this boat yourself?
You know, I've done everything but that, and I'm still, you know, it's so strange when you're coming down the channel and you see your slip, and it's like landing an airplane. It looks so little, and you think, how in the world is that boat going to fit in there? And, of course, my husband can bring it in, and he doesn't even touch the sides. And he says, you're going to have to do that. And I go, not yet. But I can take her out, and I can handle her at anchor, you know, when they're anchoring. And I really love it. I wish I had the courage to bring her in.
Now, I have to ask you this as well. Are there other famous liveaboards at Marina Del Rey?
Are there other famous ones?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if they live aboard, but I know Johnny Carson spends a lot of time on his boat here in Marina Del Rey. Robert Goulet has a boat here. Ed McMahon has a boat here. I think John Travolta has one in the boatyard at the moment, not too far from us. And, you know, a lot of people, Merv Griffin just brought his boat in. I think it's a 125-footer. I don't know what it is. But I ran into him the other day, so he's very excited about spending a few months here in the marina.
And I see that you were born on Valentine's Day, so
you're
literally a sweetheart.
Well, I try to be. I am my parents' 10th child, Captain Lou, so I don't know if I was a love child, but I'm thrilled to be here. And, you know, growing up in the Midwest on the Ohio River, which I always loved, I never dreamed that one day I would be living on a boat and loving it so much. I don't think I could ever live on land again.
Of course, you're most famous for playing Carol Brady.
Yes.
His favorite mother of the Brady Bunch.
That is correct, for many years.
And, you know, and I found it very interesting that Sherwood Schwartz, the creator and producer of the Brady Bunch, was also the creator and producer of Gilligan's Island.
Yes. What did you think about that boat?
The SS Minnow.
Yes.
I'd rather be on the Big Flo.
You and me both.
Big Flo 3.
Absolutely.
But I know you're a good cook as well.
Well, I'm a fast one. Let me put it that way, Captain Lou. And if I don't know if you've been in a lot of rough seas, but that is an experience, I tell you. When you've got something cooking, and all of a sudden you hit a rough sea, and I tell you, I look like olive oil sometimes. I've got a foot holding something on the stove. I've got something holding the oven door closed. It is hysterical.
Which reminds me that you actually did a commercial with cooking oil.
For years.
Wesson Oil. Now, is there any truth that we're going to be seeing Florence Henderson doing a cooking program on the public broadcast network, the PBS?
Yes, well, you know, I did a show for 9 years in Nashville on the Nashville Network called Florence Henderson's Country Kitchen. And we had every star, you know, we had Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Pearl Bailey, you name it. They came and did this little show. We would cook, we would sing, we would schmooze and just have a good time. And so this show that I'm going to do, we'll start taping it in June. It'll be on public television, and it's called Florence Henderson's Shortcut Cooking. Because, you know, I raised 4 kids. I've always been a working mom. And, you know, there are so many families today, young families, both parents are working. And this is really a show that's geared to anyone who's interested in having a nutritious meal, but can do it in like 20 minutes. And so that's what this show's about. There will be a companion cookbook.
I'm going to be looking at my TV guide for this program.
Yeah, it's going to be very informative and fun and for people that are, you know, especially boaters would love it because we're always looking for things that are quick and things that we'll keep and, you know, things that we can have underway.
So do you think you'll be doing a segment, Cooking on the Boat?
You know what? That would be very interesting. I think I will. I think that would be, I'm glad you mentioned it. I hadn't thought of it. But why not? I mean,
sure.
There are a lot of people out there, boaters, who are always looking. I know that I am. I'm always looking for a shortcut. I'm looking for a space saver. I don't know if your listeners would be interested in what kind of engines we have or any of that.
Well, I am.
Are you?
Sure.
Okay, well.
Let me guess. Are they Detroit diesels?
They are Caterpillar diesel.
Caterpillar, okay.
Yeah, 3406.
What kind of boat is the Flow, Big Flow 3?
It's a Sharp Deceiver, designed in San Diego. And the engines are 3406 turbos. And we have two Northern Light generators, 50 kilowatts. We could light up Marina Del Rey, probably. And they have John Deere.
Where's your favorite cruising destination?
Well, we love to go to La Paz, Mexico. We have spent a lot of time down there, and we truly enjoy that. We enjoy it more than Cabo. We love cruising around here. We go to Catalina a lot. We go to the backside of you know, to Cat Harbor, and rather than the Isthmus, where a lot of boats come, and so we go to the backside, which is more rugged and primitive. We love going to Newport, Santa Barbara. You know, there are a lot of places that you can get to quickly here. We go to San Diego a lot, and it's really beautiful. And if we just want to go for the day for lunch, we go to Paradise Cove, you know, past Malibu, and we drop anchor. And we have a great lunch, and then
it's
we
fabulous.
Can head back.
I've cruised up and down the East Coast. I've never done the West Coast, but I know that you don't have all the bays and harbors that we have on the East Coast.
No, that's our dream. Our dream is to do that. We want to someday take our boat and keep going and go through the canal, which we've done on a cruise ship, but certainly never with our boat, and then head, you know, up the East Coast. That would be a thrill for us.
Well, this is quite a thrill for Captain Lou. If anybody's just joining us now on Nautical Talk, speaking with Florence Henderson. Florence Henderson, the America's favorite mother of the Brady Bunch fame. And, you know, of course, with when the Brady Bunch ended, was it as big of a to-do with as Seinfeld ended?
No, of course not. Nothing has ranked up there with that, I don't think. But you know what? It'll be interesting to see if Seinfeld is around in 25 years like we are. You know, I was just in New York, and Nickelodeon is going to... they had a big promo and a big push because they're starting the Brady Bunch again in prime time on their lineup. And people are so excited about this. It just,
whoa.
Amazes me.
Now, before we sign off, and I really appreciate you calling in today on Nautical Talk Radio, was it true that by age 2, you really knew 50 songs?
That is true.
The truth.
Captain Lou, that's true. And, you know, my mother, who loved music, taught me to sing and to dance. And then the nuns got a hold of me, and I wound up singing in the big choir when I couldn't even see over the choir loft. And learning 4-part Latin masses, singing soprano, tenor, alto, bass, learning to read Gregorian chant when I was a little child. All those things, which I thought, why do I have to go to Mass twice on Sunday, really have stood me in good stead over the years and gave me the greatest vocal training base that anyone could have.
Well, Florence Henderson, you become my America's favorite celebrity.
This is quite a thrill for Captain Lou to be speaking
with you, and I hope to see the Big Flo 3 cruising New England waters.
You know, I'm not a captain, but hey, I've learned a lot about boating, and I love it. And so I'll be happy to come on any time.
Well, thanks so much. To hear the first couple of lines of the national anthem.
I'd be delighted.
Would you? Are
you standing at attention?
I got my hands is on my heart.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. I can't believe I'm singing the national anthem free for Captain Lou Gaynor on WATD Radio in Boston.
Well, you are fantastic. Thank you so much. Florence Henderson, farewell.
Farewell. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back. I'm speechless.